Hey everyone, welcome back to Indy. The scouting combine continues. We have our buddy Ian Rapoport of NFL Media at Rap Sheet on Twitter. Okay, we're trying to work on his Twitter following. He only has 1.5 million followers. Okay, we're trying to work on that for you.
I think it's 1.5 plus. It's a little bit. Don't shortchange me on the couple other spam bots I got on the back end there.
All right, got. More important this time of year for you, that you have at least 20% battery on your phone, or you have a full cup of coffee at all times.
I would never go anywhere with just 20% battery. If I did, I'd have the charger in my pocket and then sit at a table or something and plug it in.
Okay.
But coffee's essential as well, especially, you know, there's some late nights in Indy.
Yes.
Not everyone is in bed at 10 o'clock, so coffee is a must.
Right. All right. Will you have the word Vikings, hopefully at Vikings, in a tweet at all over the next few days?
I'm going to go with probably.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but there is a quarterback situation.
I've heard.
That Bears discussing. Mm-hmm. Will probably involve the Vikings. Will probably involve Kirk Cousins. Will probably involve a lot of money. And maybe for the first time in 4 years, not having to discuss the Vikings quarterback every single week, the uncertainty and all of that. I would imagine there'll be a Vikings tweet, yes.
Is that maybe some hidden value in finding your solution at quarterback, is you don't have to talk about it for the next few seasons? You know, there's hidden value in that, right?
Yeah, although I think the Vikings really deal with that pretty well. I mean, I'm sure it annoys Zimmer to have to address it over and over, and just have the, forget about addressing it, like the actual, you know, having it happen where you see what happened to Teddy and then obviously Sam this year. This is a team that's gone through so much, though, that I think they're sort of like, like, what, you know, whatever. Like, just roll them out there. Like, we'll be fine with whoever. And look, I mean, Case Keenum took it to the NFC title game. You know, I don't think anyone expected that. And at some point, you sort of stop worrying about, like, what the name is and start worrying about, like, how they playing, can you get ready, and all that.
Yeah, and we kind of heard that from Zimmer here when he was doing his press conference. Like, we've won a lot of games over 4 years because we have a good team here, right?
Yeah, I mean, a really good team.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, you know, we can all focus on the quarterback, and it's important. I mean, it is obviously really important. But for the reason it's most important is because this is a team that is in a Super Bowl window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the defense is really good, probably even getting better, because there's still a bunch of young guys who are sort of climbing. Receivers are obviously really good, great tight end. Offensive line got rebuilt so quickly, I can't even believe it. You just need one solid position to kind of put them over the hump. And they, you know, Case was very good this year. You probably could have used some better play in the playoffs. And whoever they sign, whether it's Kirk Cousins or not, you know, I would expect that.
Will we see you at owners' meetings if we go this year?
Yes, you will see me. I will be there drinking coffee, probably very tan.
Good. With lots of battery on your phone.
With lots of battery on my phone.
And maybe closer to 2 million followers by then, okay? At Rap Sheet on Twitter, at Rap Sheet.
We'll see how free agency goes. Maybe I'll pick up a follower or two during that.
Great, man. Thanks for your time. You're busy. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right.